This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Senegalese and Nigerian forces are gathering at Gambia's border, vowing to take action if President Yahya Jammeh does not step down when his term in office ends Thursday. The move comes after Gambia's National Assembly extended Mr. Jammeh's term by 3 months under a newly declared state of emergency. President-elect Adama Barrow is scheduled to be inaugurated January 19th. Speaking at a news conference, Iraqi General Talib al-Shagati said his forces have taken over the eastern section of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Shagati, who commands Iraqi counterterrorism forces, called the success of Iraqi forces unprecedented, though he said there are still small places in northern Mosul that need to be secured. The Russian military announced Wednesday that its air force will work with Turkey's air force to conduct joint airstrikes against Islamic State militants in northern Syria. In televised comments Wednesday, senior Russian defense spokesman General Sergei Rudskoy said 9 Russian planes and 8 Turkish jets have carried out strikes on the town of Al-Bab. Rudskoy said it was the first time Russia and Turkey's air forces had teamed up in this way. That also marked the first public acknowledgement by Russia that they conduct airstrikes in Syria. Officials say dozens of people were killed in northern Mali Wednesday by a suicide bombing inside a camp housing hundreds of former rebels and pro-government fighters. Witnesses say the blast happened inside the Joint Operational Mechanism base in the city of Gao, just as hundreds of soldiers began to gather for a meeting. Mali's foreign minister said those who carried out the attack would be found and prosecuted. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama, holding his final news conference as president on Wednesday, explained the reasoning behind his commutation of the prison sentence of Army intelligence analyst who leaked military documents. Mr. Obama said Chelsea Manning had served a longer sentence than others convicted for similar crimes and that Manning had accepted responsibility for the crime.
So the notion that the average person who was thinking about disclosing vital classified information would think that it goes unpunished, I don't think would get that impression from the sentence that Chelsea Manning has served.
On another topic, Mr. Obama thanked the media for doing its job. U.S. Senate confirmation hearings for several of Donald Trump's nominees for top positions in his new administration are underway today. Meanwhile, a Senate panel has approved General James Mattis to run the Pentagon. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush has been moved to an intensive care unit at a Houston, Texas hospital. A spokesman says he is resting comfortably following a procedure to protect and clear his airway. The spokesman also said Bush is stable and will remain in the ICU for observation. Former First Lady Barbara Bush was admitted to the same hospital Wednesday as a precaution after experiencing fatigue and coughing. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden warned European nations Wednesday to be ready for Russia to try to influence their elections. American intelligence agencies say they are certain Russia did make an effort to influence the November U.S. presidential election. Biden accused Russia of trying to unravel what he called the liberal international order.
Under President Putin, Russia is working with every tool available to them to, one, whittle away at the edges of the European project, test the fault lines among Western nations, and return to a politics defined by spheres of influence.
In addition to targeting democratic systems, Biden cited Russian aggression against their neighbors, including actions in Ukraine and using control of energy supplies as a weapon against other countries. Colombia will hold postponed peace talks with its second-largest rebel group, the ELN, February 8th, after the group frees a captive politician. The government announced the formal negotiations with the ELN, the National Liberation Army, more than a year ago, but the talks were delayed as the group refused to free the hostage in question. Wednesday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Colombia's president said the ELN would meet that demand. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.